Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. On Masechta Shabbos, we are holding on Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. We are on the fourth line at the beginning of the line. So, Bamina Rav Mordechai Mir Rava. Rav Mordechai asked the following Shaila from Rava. Amid Bereshus Rabbi Gavoa Asar V'Rachav Arba'a. If you have a pillar in Bereshus Rabbi, it's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. V'Zarak V'Nachal Gabba. Then you throw an object from Bereshus Rabbi and it rests on that pillar. So, Mahu, what's the din? Mi Amrina and Harei Akira Be'Isser. You uprooted it Be'Isser from and the placement in the Rosh Hashanah was Be'isr, and therefore Yechayiv. Or do we say now, since the object came to the Rosh Hashanah via a Makum Ptur, because the Amud that's Kavah Asar Tfachim, it can't be that the object rested on the Amud without first getting through the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah that's more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, and that airspace has the status of Makum Ptur. So maybe you're not Chayiv. So Rava said to Mordechai, "Mas nisan he." Really, it's a beferish Mishnah. Asa shayla, meaning that you're chayiv. Asa shayla. So Rav Mordechai asked Rav Yosef. Amar lei, Rav Yosef responded, "Mas nisan he." It's a beferish Mishnah. Asa shayla bay. Rav Mordechai went and asked the same shayla to Abaye. Amar lei, "Mas nisan he." Ah, it's a beferish Mishnah. Amlu kulch baruka da dadi tafisu. They're all spitting the same saliva, meaning they all bring the same raya. Amru lei, so Rav Yosef and Abaye said to Rav Mordechai, "Va'atlo tizbra." Do you not think it's a beferish Mishnah? Meaning maybe if you're getting the same answer from everybody, there's a good reason you're getting the same answer from everybody. Vatnan, it's our Mishnah, it's Tzadi Tes Amid Aleph, that talks about the Chulias Habar and the Sela that are 10 Tvachim tall and 4 Tvachim wide. That says, Hanotol Mehan, Va'anosin Al-Gaban, Chayiv, that if you take something from them to the Rishus Rabbim or from the Rishus Rabbim to them, that you're going to be Chayiv. So don't you see, even though it passed through the airspace of Makam Tur, you're going to be Chayiv? No, maybe our Mishnah is talking about a Machat that has no height, and you could place it on the cellar without it going over 10 tefachim off the ground. Just because a machat is small, it just means that it goes very little over 10 tefachim, but it still goes over 10 tefachim to put it on a 10 tefach high pillar. Now that maybe it has something protruding out on its side that goes below 10 tefachim from the ground, and since the cellar is a reshus hayachid, and that bleita is not a makom chashuv, it's like the chori reshus hayachid, which are bottled to the Rosh Hashanah, and you put the machat on that little protrusion, so the machat didn't actually go above 10 tefachim. Inami derami b'charitza, or it could be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the machat was placed in a charitz, in like a cleft in the top of the rock, and it never had to go more than 10 tefachim off the ground. It went within 10 tefachim off the ground, so that's why he thought the Mishnah is not really a raya. So the Gemara brings other sveikos relating to Otsah and Shabbos. Amar Rav Miyasha, by Rabbi Yochanan, kosel b'rishos ramu gavah asara ve'inu rachav arba'a. Let's say you have a wall that's in rishos ramu, it's 10 tefachim tall, but it is not 4 tefachim wide. Umukav l'karmelis, and that kosel is surrounding a karmelis. Va'asa'o rishos hayachid, and they make that kosel, and the kosel makes the karmelis into rishos hayachid. V'zarak v'nachal gabav, and you take an object from rishos ramu, and it rests on top of that kosel. Mahu, so what's the din? Mi amrinan kevan de'inu rachav arba'a makom p'tur. Who do we say that since the wall itself is not 4 tefachim wide, it's makom p'tur? So throwing something on top of that wall is not a violation of otza'a. Oh, dilma, kevan da'asol rishus yachid, since the wall makes the area that it surrounds into rishus yachid, command maledamia, we view everything that's inside that wall as if it's filled in, and that's a rishus yachid. Amar ula kal v'chumer. So if the walls make that which it surrounds into Rosh Hashanah, it for sure makes itself into Rosh Hashanah. If you have a kozel in Rosh Hashanah that's 10 tefachim tall, but it's not 4 tefachim wide and it surrounds a karmelis, and it makes the area that it surrounds into Rosh Hashanah, hazorik v'nachal gavah v'chayiv. If you throw something and it lands on top of that kozel, you're going to be chayiv, because after all, same svara. If it can turn something, if it can be a mechitza to turn something else into Rosh Hashanah, for sure it turns itself into Rosh Hashanah. Another shayla, by Rabbi Yochanan, bor tisha va'akar b'mena chulia. Let's say you have a bar that's 9 tefachim deep, and you pull out a clod of earth, v'hishlima la'asara, and now by pulling out that clod of earth, you made it 10 tefachim deep.
and you place that clod of earth into Rosh Hashanah. So mahu akiras chefetz v'asiyas mechitza ba'adei adadikasu. Do we assume that pulling out that dirt is like you're pulling it from the thing that's 10 tefachim deep, because by uprooting it and by making the mechitza, they come at the same time, and therefore you're going to be chayiv rotzah? Allah mechayiv. Do we say, no, at the time that you pulled out that cloud of earth, it was only 9 tefachim deep. It only became 10 tefachim deep once you pulled out that cloud of earth. Vimtim tzalamar kibin delavi mechitza asara meikar Allah mechayiv. And if you're going to say that you're not going to be chayiv because it was not a mechitza asara, bor asara v'nasan l'tolcha chulia. If you have a bor that's 10 tefachim deep, and you put a clod of earth from a Rosh Hashanah into it, umiyata, and that way it makes it less than 10 tefachim deep. Now mahu, what's the din? Hanachas chefetz v'siluk mechitza ba'dei adadikasu. Do we assume that the placement of that dirt in the bottom of the bor and the ridding it of the status of mechitza happens simultaneously, and mechayiv, therefore you're chayiv, Allah mechayiv? Do we say, no, you're not chayiv, because now it's in an area that's only 9 tefachim deep. So tifshal l'midideh, so we answer the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Yochanan's own words. It's not because the Mishnah is going to say on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph that Azorik Arba Amos Bakoso. If someone throws something a distance of 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah and it hits a wall, Lemalem Asar Tfachim, if it hits something that's more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, Kizorik Ba'avir, it's like throwing it in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah. And the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, more than 10 Tfachim, is a Makom Ptur. And therefore you can be Pater. But Lematem Asar, but if you throw more lower than 10 Tfachim from the ground, Kizorik Ba'aretz, it's as if you threw it on the ground in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Vazorik Ba'aretz Arba Amos, and if someone throws something on the ground in Rosh Hashanah, 4 Amos, Chayiv. Vavinan Ba, and they discussed in this Mishnah, Vahalonach, but the object did not rest on the wall, it bounced right back, and therefore you never had a Hanacha beyond the 4 Amos of the Akira, so why in the world would you be Chayiv? So Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bidvei L'Shemena Sheninu. We're talking about a sticky thing that you throw it up against the wall, and it sticks to the wall. So we say he threw it Arba Amos, so it sounds like it's Arba, it's exactly 4 Amos. V'amayi, how come it might be Arba Amos? Well, wait a second, if the whole distance that you threw it was 4 Amos, but it's sticking to the side, that means it's really a little bit less than 4 Amos once you cheshbin the amount of space that the object itself is taking up as it's sticking off of the wall. Says Mara, Hasam lo mevatalei, hacha mevatalei. Now there's a big difference between that and the case of the bar. See, when you throw dirt into a bar, you're mevatel it to the bar, and it becomes part of the floor of the bar. Whereas when you throw something against the wall, you throw the dvei l'shmein against the wall, it's separate from the wall. It's not considered to be a piece of the wall. You're not mevatel it as part of the wall. So Gemara brings another suffix, similar to the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan. Bayi Rava, zarak daf, if a person throws a board that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide in Rosh Hashanah, v'nachal gabi yasedos, and it lands on pegs that are 10 tefachim high, but less than 4 tefachim wide, but 10 tefachim high off the ground. And now that this board rests there, it forms a perfect Rosh Hashanah. So mahu, are you chayiv for throwing from Rosh Hashanah to a Rosh Hashanah? Because after all, it only became Rosh Hashanah once it landed. So what exactly is Rava Safik? If he's not sure if you're chayiv on Lotzah, Hanachas Chayfetz Vasiyas Mechitza Ba'dei Adadikasu, Hainu Rabbi Yochanan, if he's not sure, do we say that the placement of the Chayfetz and the creation of the mechitza happens simultaneously? Isn't that exactly Rabbi Yochanan Safik? So it says Mar, Kikom Bayle L'Rava, Kigon Dezarek Daf V'Chefetz Al Gabov. No, the case of Rava is not about just whether you're Chayiv on Hotza'ah. For the board that you threw, there was an object on top of the board when you threw it. So Mike, even the Ba'adi Adadi Kasu, do we assume that since the Yesedos turn into Rosh Hashanah, and the object landing there happens simultaneously, Kanachas Chefetz Vasiyas Mechitza Dami, that we can consider that like we consider the asiyas makom ha'anacha as Rosh Hashanah together with the anacha, and you'd be pater because it was not a Rosh Hashanah previously. Or maybe we say that no, it's kind of like the item on top of it has to like bounce a little bit, so it has to be that it sort of like bounces up and lands on it. Kasiyas mechitza v'anachas chayfetz, it's like making a mechitza and then placing a chayfetz on top of that mechitza, in which case you'd be
chayiv teku. So the Gemara leaves that issue unresolved The Gemara leaves that issue unresolved. Let's go a little bit weiter. So the Gemara brings another suffix of Rava when it comes to the dinim of Otsah, but before it brings a suffix, it brings a halacha that Rava said that's not a suffix. Amrava pshitali mayim al gabe mayim. It's pashut to me that if you have water in a kli on top of water, hainu hanachasam, that is the hanacha. And if you take some of that water in you and you take, carry it out, it's considered that you did an akira in your chayiv. Also, egos al gabe mayim, if you have a nut floating on top of the water, lav hainu hanachasam, that is not considered to be as if it is munach, because the water is moving and shaking, and it's constant, that's the way the nature of water, so the egos is never really munach. So if you take that egos, that's not considered an akira. But by Rava, egos b'kli, or kli tzaf al gabe mayim mahu, what if the egos is not just floating on the water, it's in a kli, and the kli is floating on the water? Mi'amrim basar egos al zinva ha'na'ich, do we say, well, the egos is resting in stable way in the kli, and therefore lifting it up would be an akira? Or maybe no, the very basis of that egos is a kli that's shaking from the water, and therefore it's not munach teku. So Gemara says we don't know the answer to that shayla. Another suffix, shemen al gabe yain, or another din, a similar din. If you have oil on top of wine, because oil would, I guess, float on top of wine. So you put in another rishos. Is that considered an akira of the shemen? So machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Rabbanan. That's actually a subject of machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Rabbanan. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says shemen shetzaf al gabe yain. If you have oil that's floating on top of truma wine, v'naga tful yom b'shemen, and tful yom touches just the shemen, lo pasal el shemen. All he pasals is the shemen and not the wine. He never touched the wine. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer shneim chibros el hazeh. Note they're completely connected to each other. They're completely attached to each other. So when shemen is tzaf, we view it as one big pool of liquid that's all considered to be 100% together. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up with Amar Abaye about the seventh line, Be'ez Hashem, next time, and Daf Kuf Amar Aleph.